Indigenous languages around the world are dying, but a language research project in Finland is working to preserve them and to integrate them into speech recognition systems. As part of its effort to create speech recognition systems for the Hawaiian language, Lionbridge Global Services for Machine Intelligence is looking for fluent Hawaiian speakers. And as Finland-based Lionbridge Research and Global Sourcing Manager Enlil Sturbu told us earlier this morning, that effort is part of a larger mission.
We are working with all the so-called long-tail languages, so languages that are spoken in isolated communities or by very few speakers in the world. For instance, we have many other revived languages that we work with. So the whole concept is that all languages are like equally important, and we are kind of, you know, like fighting against globalization of the languages. We wouldn't want a world that would only speak, you know, like English or Chinese in 200 years. So this is part of our work, and Hawaiian is part of our portfolio. We wouldn't expect that actually there are so few Hawaiian speakers, because, you know, all the world knows about Hawaii, Honolulu, and here in Europe is like the kind of the expression of the heaven, an exotic place with nice people and sun and so on. But when we got to make our researches on the language, we actually realized that the situation is much more complicated that we expected before we started. So yes, actually at the moment we are at a kind of a critical point with Hawaiian, because it seems that we are not able to find enough speakers for our research.
Well, maybe we can, maybe there's a way to send some people your way, because we have here in Hawaii, there has been a revitalization of the Hawaiian language. There's a very strong local movement to keep that language alive. As you look at languages around the world, though, it sounds as if one of the concerns of your project is keeping indigenous languages alive, right?
Exactly. So we are also working with the North American native languages and with native languages in South America, with languages like almost extinct in Europe, but they are like now being revitalized, like Manx in the a small part of UK, and even local dialects that are not actual languages, but they are quite different than the standard languages. So, yes, all this is part of what we are doing.
Why is it important to keep alive a language that only a few people speak?
Because it is a language. Imagine how long it took for that language to develop, and all the history and the culture behind this. So if a language is lost, it's not only, you know, like a kind of dictionary. It's like the whole world that goes with it. Even if some traditions are still kept alive, without the language itself, it's not the same. So, and many of them are actually getting like Hawaiian, for instance, now. So it's taught in many schools. So probably in some time there will be much more pools of speakers of Hawaiian that we had, let's say, 20 years ago. So a language is never dead. It can be revived. Another example would be the Jewish population that has revived their own language, and now actually it is their previous language that is getting revitalized, Yiddish. So
yeah.
Everything is possible if there is a will behind it.
Well, that's a good thought, and it sounds as if you have a special interest in languages that have developed in in physical geographic isolation, as though they don't indigenous languages in remote areas where they're not influenced by languages from other places. Is that right?
This is correct, indeed. But it's also about languages that have actually evolved in, on quite of a large areas, just that the political, economical situation, for instance, I'm not talking about languages in South America, like Aztec, for instance, then they were not favorable, and then they less and less speakers were speaking those languages, and usually the most challenging ones, the most difficult ones, and also the most exciting ones, I would say that are those that are, like you said, in isolation, and
because you really see the entire your description of the centuries it took to develop a language, I think, was a very powerful one, because you're right, the whole culture is contained in a language, isn't it?
It is, and it's a way of living as well, because especially people that are bilingual or trilingual, they can see better, and there are researches that even the way you behave and the way you think depends on the language that you are speaking. So it's a kind of a great opportunity, to do something good. And this comes along also with the interest of, the most important players in the internet area. Because at the moment, everybody is developing the speech recognition. So, in order for you to be able to talk with your car, with your phone, or TV, or computer. And this is where we need to push now. We need to get also these languages developed.
So you need
processed to be available. Yeah,
you need Hawaiian speakers to get in touch with you. Fluent Hawaiian speakers.
Yes, fluent Hawaiian speakers. For Hawaiian, our policy is that we are not really looking, like for other languages, for native speakers, but for speakers, for fluent speakers. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that is part of eventually to become a part of a speech recognition program.
This will help the speech recognition as well. Of course, there are like many stages. There is, like the speech collection, and then it's about transcribing the speech and annotating it in order to process the data. But yes, mainly the main goal nowadays is to use this data for speech recognition, so to be implemented in all the technology that is using speech recognition. And little by little, as we were talking, every kind of device will have this speech recognition implemented. And, the best devices will be those that have the more languages, a wide choice, so anyone in the world could use their own language. That would be great.
That was Ellen Sturbru speaking to us from Finland. She's Research and Global Sourcing Manager with Lionbridge Global Services for Machine Intelligence. Lionbridge is looking for fluent Hawaiian speakers 18 years of age or over, and you can learn more about the project on our Facebook page.